Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We all know that tonight is the 27th night, an odd night. In most cases, Laylatul Qadr was seen on the 27th night. And we must always search for every odd night, but we have to hope also. We must appreciate these nights. Appreciation means this much, that must give extra time and effort and sacrifice, which is called in this night. Individually, ibadat is very, very essential. One is to sit together and make ibadat, and one is to sit alone and make ibadat. Sit alone at home, the family also get encouraged to make ibadat. In that way, you are making ibadat, they making ibadat. Try as much as possible to give extra time in the night of this kind. Two more nights, the 27th night, the 29th night, the Eid night. These are nights we have to appreciate. The night of Eid night, even though it's the prize-giving night. But this night, how we should appreciate it, is that at least spend some time in ibadat of any ibadat. There's no such thing as only the nafil namaz. Whatever ibadat that you want to make, the person just says one dua all the time, in tasbih all the time. Whatever dua which is comfortable for you, feel comfortable, just make dua. And very important that this, the night of Laylatul Qadr was taken away just because of fights. Keep away from fights. Look, just imagine the night was supposed to be known to us, but just because unfortunately two people got into an argument, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, look, because of this argument, the night of Laylatul Qadr was lifted from me. Allah Ta'ala knows why. But the question is giving us a lesson. This has not been arguments at home. One side we're doing so much ibadat, one side we're doing arguments. Now we don't realize that the barakat is going away. One side we're getting Allah's rahmat, and one side the barakat going away. So try as much as possible, and try to not get into arguments. Arguments are very, very bad. It brings about bad, you know, a bad effect on everyone. And in this month especially, we are supposed to actually control ourselves. Nabi Karim said is a night of practice, you know, 1 month of sabr. Every moment we have to make sabr. Patience we do not have in this month. When are you going to have patience in this? He's actually given us the opportunity that in this month, the most important thing, you can make ibadat, alhamdulillah, that's all called for. You get reward for that, but you're washing out all the ibadat because of the patience you don't have. So many times we lose our patience on wrong occasions. And sabr is so important. He said this month is month of sabr. Do not get angry. This anger has caused so much harm to in so many homes. One side you read so much of Quran, one side you read so much ibadat, another side you just wash away because of this anger. You just wash it away and realize, what is the reason after you say all the bad things and then you say, I'm sorry. You regret. What's the regret for? You don't regret me at all. It's just that now you don't know what to say. So very important this tonight, like and the whole month, all our life we should be like this. All our life we should be like this. But if you want the appreciation of this night, Allah's rahmat must come on you. Become a better person, a good person. Try to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want to become a better person. Not only for this night. Throughout my life, I want to become a better person. I want to become close to you all the time. I want to close to you all the time. I want to be a person of that kind, Ya Allah, that you must be happy with me. That's a very important thing. So happiness at home and barakat is very important. The only way you can do this is like tonight is the night of Laylatul Qadr. We must go home, they must make ibadat, we must make ibadat. We must assist them, they must assist us. So in that way, this barakat and rahmat comes in the house. As tonight that we heard so many ayahs of the Quran Sharif, and a 28 para, the importance of how looking after your children. This is very important. Innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. Allah Ta'ala says that your wealth and your children are fitna. Either you make it or you break it. This child of yours can take you to Jannat and this child can take you to Jahannam. Allah His Father. This is an amanat. Everyone loves children. Oh Allah, give me children. Do you know what you're doing? You give me children. If you want children, do you know the responsibilities? That child can stand on the earth and say, Ya Allah, my father did not give me what I wanted.
Allah Ta'ala says, I've given this amanat, you wanted, did you take care of it? Not. The day when the child is born and the child is gone, at that time, then everyone crying. But when the child is with you at that time, you forget your responsibilities. Remember, you can come to the masjid, if you don't bring a child to the masjid, it won't be a position. Rasulullah said very nicely this month that at the age of 7, each and every child was supposed to make namaz. How many of us take so much importance at the age of 7 to start making the child in namaz? We all know at the age of 7 that child does not even know of namaz. You come to the masjid, he'll play too. Today you can see when we are in Tarawih, the people are jumping, I'm sorry, the children are jumping. They will be jumping, they'll do everything, but they know they come to the masjid. They start reading namaz, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they come to the age of 10, make sure you become more stern with them. Now you become more stern with them, now the father sees the child also, now the knows that now I cannot play fools. The father become more strict with the child. Now, while being strict for so many years, after that, the age of 15, the child becomes realized, or 14, he knows that this is something very important. But which father is doing that? Which father is doing that? No one is doing it at all. Because you don't know, this child will take you to Jannat or to Jahannam. When a person passes away from this world, he'll come to realize how much he needed a pious child. You can give your child the best of education, but remember, he must know he is both a Muslim. Every prince of Islam must come into his life. Now that child, when a person passes away, when that person is gone to cover, then he comes to know how much he needs his pious child to remember him. One child was very pious, his mother was very pious. When he passed away, when the mother passed away, he should go every day to Qabristan to front of the cover. When he stands in front of the cover, the next day, that night, the mother comes to dream and says, oh son, why don't you wait a little bit at the cover, because there's a noon between you and me that I cannot see your face. Now why did that condition come into the child? Because the child was pious, the mother looked after the child, she taken care of the child. How many of us are taking care of our children? Do you know what is happening in our children today? Today there are no such thing, there's kind, they say you want children, they say yeah, I don't want children anymore. The mothers and fathers are not happy with the children anymore. There's nothing wrong with the child, it's how you brought up the child. You bring that child up the right way, then you see what is necessary. Today we give the child that what is not supposed to be given. He asks for things, you give him, and then after that you want to take it away from him. How can you do that? Every child today, you have given so much of freedom to that extent, that thereafter you cannot take anything away from him. Because why? You brought the wrong avenue of taking the child the wrong way. So bring up your child the right way, because you need your child in a cover, you need the child in Jannat also. And remember one thing, in Jannat when Allah Ta'ala give you high status, then Allah says, Ya Allah, I did not do anything in the world. How come I've been given this status? Allah Ta'ala will say, it's because of your pious child. You will appreciate your pious child when you go down the grave. I'm not saying don't give him the best education, one give him the education. He can become whatever he wants to, but he must get power from Muslim. A Muslim that anyone looks at him, the Musalman here. That's the only thing we are asking for. Innama amwalukum awladukum fitna. The fitna today is because of our own children. No father and mother will look at someone as a child. You must never ever think to yourself, if someone come and tell you, your child did this, don't ever say he did not do it. Do not ever say that, yes he did it. Always accept the fact. Because remember something, when a child reaches the age of 12, when a child is born, from that time, the lower mahfuz you call it, this mind is gone like a pill, lower mahfuz. How the brain, the lower mahfuz, anything goes in the lower mahfuz does not come out. Likewise, the child's brain is completely pure. 2 years, 1 year, 2 years, everything is so pure. Now they look at the father and mother, how they're behaving. Whatever they're behaving, they're actually recording. You thinking your child is not looking at you. Whatever is happening in the house, this misunderstanding between husband and wife, the fights that you take between husband and wife, is all to record by the child, the language that you're using. The vulgar language using, the child looking at you. You thinking the child is looking at you. Actually, the child is recording. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi says, because Hazrat is saying, is a lower mahfuz, it is actually stamping everything. And when they reach the age of puberty, then they rewind. Then you begin to see your child doing this and doing that. It's all because of your own doings. Allahumma ya Father. We want pious children, right? That when Nabi comes in, Ya Allah, I receive protection, that child will be a big burden to me. Today we say our children, we are a big burden. It's not that we have made them the burden. We have made them the burden. Whatever is happening, because we have made them the burden to. And likewise you say, you know, Allah, don't give me a wife who give me grey hair. Don't give me a wife that give me grey hair. That's also the thing. So very important this much. Pious children is the greatest investment for a father, for the parents. And that is something that we all want. Likewise, in the Quran tonight was written that وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ, that you, they give in to those things which they need, they also in need of it, but they forego their comfort for the comfort of others. We have to forego our comfort for the comfort of others. That is very important. The Sahaba Ikram had those things. So this is a few things that was mentioned in the Quran today. And قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, save yourself and the family from fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, don't let it become the fuel of Jahannam. Yet we are doing those things. Look at our children today, what's happening today. Look at in a masjid today, you find a child is busy with a cell phone. Leave alone a child, a big person with your cell phone. What is he looking, doing a cell phone? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the time will come that you find that woman, dancing woman in the mosque and homes. We are thinking, how can the hadith, that we read the hadith, that today we can actually see that. That is what is happening while the namaz is carrying on. The person is being busy behind, is busy with his cell phone. What were things he must be doing? Only Allah knows. And the father and mother begin to praise the child. Look at my child. This is mashallah. The word mashallah, my child is a master in cell phone. All the time you use the word mashallah. Like a person going to the gambling stone and say subhanallah. That's how they do. That's what they're doing. This is our condition today. Remember, we don't look at all the, look at the faults of others, look at our faults. They say the person, the most intelligent person, when he looks at the next person, he learns that fault is my fault. A Muslim with a mirror to another Muslim. A Muslim with a mirror to another Muslim. When you look at a person's fault, it's all the time your fault is reflecting that person. If we begin to think like that, that every one of us will begin to improve ourselves. This month, this night of Laylatul Qadr, appreciating. What a thing, Laylatul Qadr in Urdu means appreciate. Appreciate in this way. Go home, all the time if you're invited for a bride, you're going to spend 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours, you spend the whole night too. Some people go to restaurant the whole night now. But if tonight and you can spend Allah Ta'ala, and you get the night of the Laylatul Qadr, what tell you more than that? What else? Allah Ta'ala has been kind to us. Every night we can go somewhere else, but in this 2 nights, at least 27 nights, go home, crying for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants someone to cry. There's no one crying today. Cry and beg for the mercy of the wrongs that we have done. We have done so many wrongs, how many faults we have in us. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Wala aqibatul muttaqeen. Oh Allah, we have committed all kinds of sins. Oh Allah, you have all the knowledge. You have given us this great night to make ibadat. Ya Allah, let us appreciate, make ibadat this great night. Oh Allah, whatever ibadat we have made, accept that way. So many mistakes we have made, but overlooked those mistakes. Oh Allah, those people who are present and whatever in their heart, accept it. Whatever they desire, Allah does. Allah, those people who are going through any difficulty and hardship, remove the difficulty. Oh Allah, those who are sick, Allah, give them complete shifa. Oh Allah, those people who left this world, who were waiting for the month of Ramadan, did not get, Ya Allah, you gave us the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, fill the qabr with noor. Oh Allah, whosoever going through any kind of hardship and difficulties, Allah, remove the difficulty. Oh Allah, those children who are disobedient, make them obedient to parents. Oh Allah, let the wives fulfill the rights of the husbands, and the husbands also fulfill the rights of the wife. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq and muhabbat, and give us ittifaq, unity between one another. There's so much disunity. Ya Allah, keep our hearts clean. Our hearts are not clean. Outwardly we look very, very clean, but in our heart we are very, very dirty, impure. Oh Allah, remove that impurity from our hearts. That every Muslim that we look at him with good heart. رَبَّنَا فِلَّنَا وَالْإِخْوَانِ الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Oh Allah, tonight is the Laylatul Qadr. Oh Allah, give us the Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, we are so in need of it. Ya Allah, in so in need. Lord, fadl and grace, Allah, give us the Laylatul Qadr and accept our ibadah. Accept, give us the strength to make ibadah on this night and accept all our du'as. Ya Allah, give us the thing that we must be very, very obedient to our parents to. Ya Allah, this month will go by, it will not be that any, no one did ask for forgiveness to the parents. As Nabi Karim said when he was on a member, Ameen, on those people, the mothers, the fathers that left this world or present this world and did not ask for forgiveness, oh Allah, let it be that every one of us ask forgiveness to our parents so that we don't get the curse of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala kulli sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammad wa sallam bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.